A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The biggest football coverage in the South requires the biggest hitter on the line.
Wilson under pressure, right on cue, Grady Jarrett.
Atlanta's Pro Bowl defensive end Grady Jarrett is only on the Fan every week after the game.
Brady's in trouble again, and it's Jarrett yet again.
It's all presented by attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Health System.
Grady Jarrett with a huge sack.
And joining us, as he does every week here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM, is our defensive tackle, Grady Jarrett, who joins us for the Grady Jarrett Show. And Happy New Year, first of all, Grady. How'd you bring in the new year? And certainly when you bring one in with a win, it makes everything fantastic and better as you guys have one more game to go.
Yeah, Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you this week. I missed you last week, man.
Yeah, I had to get my eating in and my last couple of days off in, so I got them all in and had a good time, but not as much of a good time as you guys had. Talk about, one, the ending of the game. Final drive defensively, final drive offensively, and what you get out of not just having the execution you guys had, but the win as you have one more game to go.
Yeah, man, we started the new year off right with a good win, and, you know, you can't start off any better, you know, so – You know, New Year's Eve, we obviously in the hotel spending together as a team. But like you say, man, went all the way to the end. Beautiful last drive by the offense to go down there, drive the ball, eat up that clock, and let Coos kick it in for a game winner. So, you know, you can't start the year any better than that.
Grady, what does a win mean like that for young quarterback in Desmond Ridder? His first two starts, hostile environments on the road. I thought he played pretty well in both those games, gave you guys opportunities to win. But just actually getting that W, what does that do for somebody like him?
Man, it does so much. You know, it sends so much confidence. And that just showed the growth that he made over his, you know, first couple games to now. And just, you can see it, you know, I can see it as being a spectator when I'm watching him from when the defense taking a break, but just how much more comfortable he gets the more he plays, you know, and the confidence he has in himself to make the throws down the field, to make them risky throws, the ones he made to Michael Pruitt to get us that first down, to seal it, really. And so just the confidence and the swag that he has, man, we love it, and we happy for him to go out there and get a win.
Grady, with one more game left in the season and having a fairly young team and you being a leader, what would be your message to the guys about finishing strong and not having those bags packed before you finish the deal at hand against Tampa Bay?
Man, you always got to take care of your business first, you know, and keep your eyes on the prize and what you're doing right now, because you know, every time you touch that field, man, it's a blessing, you know. And you always want to, and it always count. You know, everybody always being evaluated, everybody always being watched. And at the end of the day, you want to go out there and put your best foot forward. And you know, and also when you ever had the opportunity to go play football, shoot, you can't pass that up. You know, so we gotta go out there, have fun, man. You know, play hard, and you know, let everything take care of itself, and don't let all this work that we put in through the year, you know, just go down the drain, because, you know, win, lose, or draw, if you go out there and do your best, man, that's all that really matter, you know. And but most time when we do that, you know, we do our best, you know, we come out with a dub. So that's the thing. Just zoom focus on what we got to do, and finish the season the right way.
Well, you guys on defense have really finished with a kick. Last five games, you've only given up 19 points a game, which is really good in the NFL over a pretty tough schedule. What have you guys become better at as the season progressed to be the unit that we've seen here over the last 5-6 weeks?
I think limiting the big plays. You know, they come sometime, but we respond well, man. We respond well with as players and coaches, man, making adjustments that we need to make, but we play hard, man. We just a unit that's just gonna fly around, and you may get us here, you might get it there, but we ain't not about to let it fly all game. And that's something that we definitely pride ourselves on, and just giving our offense opportunities as many as they need, whatever it takes, you know. And that's what we pride ourselves on. You know what I'm saying? So if we score 15 points, we don't need to let them get above that. You know what I'm saying? So however it go, we're just willing to take it there. So I'm super excited about the way this defense is trending, man, especially these last weeks of the season. And I don't see nothing but us continuing to get better, and we want to continue to build that momentum as the season closes out.
Grady Jarrett joining us here on the Grady Jarrett Show here in the locker room on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM. Two-parter, to John's point, you know, good habits. You guys gave up 8 points in the fourth quarter to the Saints, 3 points in the fourth quarter to the Ravens, and 3 points to Arizona. One, do you think good habits are starting to, you know, show up repeatedly here at the end of the season? And then two, on the other side of the ball, you have a quarterback who comes in, you know, it's not easy coming in at any point in the season, but the last part of the season, and he's a rookie. What are you seeing from your quarterback that shows that he might have the moxie next year when things get ready to start up, that he could be the guy who could be the starting QB for the team?
Yeah, so on your first question, what am I seeing as far as things from the defense? But I'm just seeing some consistency and finishing, you know, effort. I feel like us making strides week in and week out and going against some good opponents, holding them to not that many points has been a really, really good trend that we have. And I think it's so much more that we can be better at, and all the guys involved want to be better at. And so that's the really, really exciting part. With some young players that's hungry to learn and eager to be better, and myself, you know, hungry to learn and be better and just find out where I could be as a better player and a better leader for the whole group. And then as far as for Dez, man, you just got a guy who's, you know, sometimes people got traits about themselves. As you could tell, I could tell being in the league for some time now, that things that you can't teach, you know, as far as poise, you know, swagger, the willingness to learn, the competitive nature, what it take, the response when things don't go your way. How do you react? You know what I'm saying? Do you shell up? Or do you get back to work? You know what I'm saying? And he's somebody who just keep always responding in the short period of time that he had to play, that I've just been in awe of watching him. More than the performance on the field, it's just how he's been responding to the position that he's been put in. And that's one of the things I've been most impressed about Dez, and I'm super excited for him going forward, especially being a young player, rookie. Now you get an off season, you get OTAs, training camp, you know, just the keys to the offense. I'm excited for that for him and our team and our city. And that's just going for me being optimistic about the guy we got right now, because I think he got the right stuff. And everything else as far as skill, production, and all that is going to come with, you know, more work, more experience, and great coaching. So I think that's stuff that can be worked on. But the meat and potatoes of it, the stuff you that's in you, I feel like he got that.
No doubt, Grady. I agree with you totally. Grady Jarrett Show here inside the locker room on 680 The Fan. We heard a couple weeks ago that J.J. Watt's going to shut it down after this season. Did you have a chance to catch up with him after the game? Is there a relationship you have with him?
Didn't get to speak to him after the game. I spoke to him. You know, we do the captain's thing at the beginning of the game, so it was like always a short word of word switching. So, but, I mean, I didn't get to speak to him too much, but, man, you know, heck of a career for him. He got a sack against us, so you know, we didn't like that too much, but it's good for him. You know what I'm saying? But heck of a career for him, and you know, just always wish the best for him.
Speaking of career, it might be the last time you ever play against Tom Brady coming up this week. I know for us here in Atlanta, as great of a player as he is, we'll be glad when he retires. From a player and a competitive standpoint, what's it like going against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, football player ever?
Yeah, man, it's always a heck of a challenge, man. And the guy is, you know, never out of it, never quit. The thing about Tom, I mean, he raised the level of play of everybody around him just by his presence, you know. And that's something that he's earned. And you know, guys buy in, you know, for a reason. And then just from a football fan standpoint, to be able to take the field against him, I'm watching him as when I was like in middle school or something, you know what I'm saying? So that's like surreal for me too sometimes, and just being able to compete against him is a heck of an honor. And but it bring out the best in you, but at the same time, you know, you want to get to him and affect the game however you can and get hits and get stops, and you want to find a way to beat him, you know? So
yeah, hit him hard this week, Grady, please. And we don't care if they call a stupid roughing the passer against
that's
you.
Right. We'll take that one.
Yeah, we're going to let that take care of it.
Start a GoFundMe if it does happen.
We ain't got to speak on that.
Wrap it up with Grady Jarrett on the Grady Jarrett Show here in the locker room. Scary moment last night from Monday Night Football. Your opinion on what you saw, and how did you like the way that the teams in the NFL handled the DeMar Hamlin situation, where he went into cardiac arrest on the field and had to be not only carted off but taken off in an ambulance?
Man, super, super scary incident for him last night. You know, it's really hard to talk about, man. You know, him being like a close family friend with through you know, extended family, man, just meeting them and, you know, and knowing people close to them and just the things that they're going through right now and just the storm that they're in right now, still trying to learn about how he feeling, how he doing. But, you know, you didn't see nothing crazy, nothing malicious. You know, it's just like one of those freak accidents, you know. Yeah. You're running the ball, and you lower your shoulder, hit him, like, got hit in the chest, and, you know, he got up and then just went back down. That's what's, like, so scary. You know, you don't really see that, you know. So, but I think the team, I think the league handled it really well, man. And, you know, postponing or canceling the game, however they did it. And because obviously guys were not – guys, coaches, fans, everybody alike were in the weren't worried about football at that moment. You know what I'm saying? It was about young man, his life, and his family, and teammates, and everybody that support him. I'm just worrying about him being okay. And we still worry about him, you know? And so everybody just got to continue to put their prayers up, arms around him. And I love to see the support that he's getting, you know, nation worldwide, and just the way everybody handling it. And just the kudos to the medical team that, you know, got work to him fast and, you know, got him to the hospital. So you just never know when stuff like that could happen, you know? And you talk about how all the procedures that stuff is put in orders for certain things, and, you know, when freak things like this happen, you got to be able to respond and be ready. So, it's definitely scary, and just hope the best for him. I think that's the only thing that really matter right now, and why, you know, fight through this storm and just getting better.
That's well said. Well, everybody's praying that he gets through things and we get more positive information and he just turns out to be all right. Thank you for your time. And, you are a classy guy. You are a nice guy. You are a giving guy. But now we know the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Your mother poured it all into you. I just got my holiday package from Mrs. Jarrett, and we all got nice holiday packages from Mrs. Jarrett. And I just want to tell you, that woman is a saint, and she knows how to make people smile during the holidays.
Without a doubt, without a doubt, without a doubt. Mama, we love you. We love you.
Thank you.
That we do.
Appreciate it, Grady.
Appreciate that.
Ultimate team mom. There he is, Grady Jarrett, who joins us here every week here in the locker room for the Grady Jarrett Show. We'll talk to him next week for one more run, the final game of the regular season.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.